I got a nice little cup out here of coffee, and I'm sitting out here in Mount Airy, Philadelphia, just sitting and watching the world go by. Across the street from a med center, total health center, in front of a nice, beautiful mural, cars everywhere, sun shining, the wind is soft, gentle. You can hear birds in the background, see moths or butterflies flying here and there. The place is beautiful. Everything seems to be celebrating life right now. I just listened to an interesting podcast where they were talking about very esoteric things like visitors from other dimensions or the possibility of other dimensions according to quantum physics. They were talking about explorations and materials found on the surface of Mars, all kinds of interesting things that take you way out of this world. Surprisingly, it seemed today to take me a little farther out than I was comfortable with, and I just don't understand why. I'm usually the type of person who's interested in all of those types of programs. Understanding the world, understanding the universe, understanding the place from whence all of us have come have been a very, very powerful magnet when it comes to drawing my attention. It's been something that has made life worth living as I have been searching and seeking the truth for 20, 30, 40, 50 years in trying to understand our origins and how we as human beings should live together. But for some reason today, nothing clicked. All of these theories, all of these thoughts, and all of these ideas to me are very good, and they really foster a lot of thought. But what does that have to do right now with our lives? Is there a way that we can convert all of this knowledge and wisdom and all of this talk into some type of action that creates a better world? A world that is more wonderful and beautiful for each and every person? Can we apply it to anything, or are we just talking about it? As the world seems to be going into a shredder, being torn apart by the narrow-minded type of people who don't talk about such things, or the ones who actually shape the conversation about such things. This life is not easy, but sometimes I think that we make it harder than it should be. And when I say we, I am talking about two levels. One is the collective level, and one is the individual level. Usually when we think of our lives, we only think of one or the other, but we never actually seem to cling onto the idea that we have both, and that our identities in each realm are shifting back and forth so fast that sometimes we do not have any control over our own thoughts and behaviors because of it. There is a collective identity on this planet, and it can be seen by what's happening on the planet. It can be understood as we look at the global warming, as we look at the wars all over the place, when we look at one of the most violent types of economic systems, capitalism, being either forced onto people or adopted by people and allowed to shift, change, and metamorphosize into something 10,000 times worse than even capitalism. We can see it with all the bombs that is connected with capitalism, all the violence, the poverty, the ironies where we have more millionaires in the United States than ever in history, but more poor people. A Supreme Court that has now passed a law making it illegal for a homeless person to sleep on the street or a park bench. This is problematic, to say the least. Now, there are those who will say, well, I don't want them to be able to sleep on the street. But the same people will often say, I don't want them to be able to live next to me. Or I don't want a homeless shelter to be bought or created in my neighborhood. They don't want these people to exist, you see. But they don't realize it. They don't realize that the decisions that they are making based on the ideas passed over through the collective subconscious really have no meaning and they're not workable. So these people on the individual level who might be loving and kind and caring have no idea of what they're saying, what they're doing sometimes. And this is the issue of the day. Are we working from a collective ideology, or are we thinking for ourselves? Are we becoming tribal? Are we becoming totally racial? Are we becoming nationalist, saying what it feels right for our group to say? What are we doing? And most importantly, do we have the courage to break free from our groups and to be who we are? I wrote a book called The Chosen. An ebook that's available on my website, The Gathering of the Chosen, and it looks deeply into these things. And it talks about those who basically are the chosen. What I mean by the chosen are the ones that are able and willing to see beyond the smoke screen, beyond the illusion. The ones who do as the Taoists say, they stand in the doorway, in the winds of adversity without flinching, because they know who and what they are. And they are able to leave that collective ego mind as they want to and to stand in a place of uncertainty and to master that place. And that is what I am suggesting that each and every one of us begin to do. When we do this, we can sit out here as I'm doing, watching the cars go by and enjoying the warmth and the sunshine on my skin. We can sit here and relax in the midst of the craziness all around the world. And what we will find is the all-pervading beauty that exists at the center of each and everything, within each and every one of us, within and beyond the universe. And that beauty is the expression of what we call God, Goddess, the Divine, whatever it is by many names. We can enter into this. But in order to enter into it fully, we need to stand in that place, in that doorway, between the ego and eternity. And we need to live in that eternity. It's my hope that we'll all do this. It's my hope that everyone will go down to my website and they'll get a copy of that book. Because it is a book that will really start a lot of discussions that people don't usually have. You see, one of the major problems within our society for now is that we aren't usually taught about critical thinking. There's something happens There's something that happened during an episode of critical thinking, and this is it. People have these ideas about the world, many syllogisms about the world, or if-then statements, or things like that in their minds. For instance, if there is a syllogism that says a Ford Mustang is a car, I have a Ford Mustang, then I have a car. It feels balanced. It feels real. It feels like the truth. But if somebody brings something in that is quite different, there is a sort of cognitive dissonance. The imbalance is felt. So I can take that same syllogism and say, I have a Ford Mustang. A Ford Mustang is a truck. Therefore, I have a car. That creates imbalance. Or, therefore, I have a truck. That creates imbalance. The only way we can make that work is if we change the definition of the premise or the idea that a Ford Mustang is a car. This is what the tricksters nowadays are trying to do, as we hear the spin doctors and the PR people and the nationalists and all these people. They are trying to lie, to change the premise in order to bring about a false balance. But if one is true to oneself, one can sit. One can feel the dissonance. One's mind begins to expand, and one figures out what is incorrect by their self. And then, from then on, they are able to do it faster. But when one gives us false answers very fast, and they condition us to jump to that false answer in order to avoid the discomfort, we are conditioned. And it becomes harder and harder to use our minds in order to tell the truth. And we begin to avoid the dissonance. We begin to avoid the discomfort. And once we get to the point where we cannot stand any little bit of discomfort anymore, what happens is we jump from the dissonance to the answer that is provided for us. This is something that has been done to us on purpose for thousands of years. And now it is done much faster because of technology, social media, sold out politicians, and sold out news media. The only way to break this is to learn what we each think on the individual level only. Not what our parents think. Not what we've been taught by them. Not what the media thinks. We must learn how we feel about the world and what we think about the world. And part of that, what we think about the world, not only depends on what we think cognitively, but what we feel about the world. And then when we can combine this cognitive thought with deeply held feelings, something happens. A spark of intelligence awakens, and we experience truth. We experience a deep knowledge that cannot be taken away or tricked out of us. And we begin to know how we feel, who we are, what we are. And then in the future, you see, after doing this over and over, we learn to go to that place automatically. We become masters of ourselves. And in becoming masters of ourselves, we become masters of the universe, realizing this, that everything that can we see, that we can hear, that we can know, everything that we can look out into space to explore, and everything that we can calculate with models of physics, it is all one thing. And we are all one. Many expressions of spirit. Now people call it energy, but I still call it spirit. Connected together by the spirit of life to anything that exists in this world and beyond this world. And this recognition is called being awake or enlightened. I call it woke to the third power. Woke to the third power. When one does not only notice how the system works and how it has been manipulating, but one begins to notice who one is and what one is in reality. And then when these two things happen, we know that we are the total awareness and wonder of the universe, and we move beyond all of the stress and all of the struggle, knowing this, that as the 4-minute fitness qigong movements say, we realize at the end of the form that all is well. With all of the strife, all of the struggle, all of the pain and all of the suffering, we realize that we are much greater than the pain and the suffering and the struggling. And we realize, for us, if we are awake, that we are here doing what we are supposed to be doing, and we are moving in the right direction. We are timeless beings, and all is well. Thanks for being with us on the radio show. Visit our website. Get the book if you would like, or make a donation, and have a lot of fun, folks. Namaste.